we are back. Yet another team preview. The hits just keep on coming. I'm Bob Johnson.
And I'm Matt Baker.
At number 22 on the list this year. You know, Matt and I's list really diverged at different points, but I'm predicting that this Western Conference team has a bit of a tumble this year. It's hard to bet against them, but I am anyways.
Yeah.
Number 22 on my list, the Dallas Mavericks. If you want to tweet at us, it's at BrickHousePod. Also come enjoy, visit our website, BrickHousePodcast.com. You'll have a great time when you're there.
Great. Just a great, great time. Bob, every year the Mavericks are big players in free agency, not necessarily because of who they sign, but who they miss out on.
Yeah.
Or who they lose. I'm really happy for them that they won in 2011 because it's such a struggle. It seems like a struggle every offseason.
They definitely go for it.
They do, which to their credit, that's good. They go for it. You know, this year the rumor was they were going to go after Hassan Whiteside. I think they were even involved for a little bit, and then he went back to Miami. But they lost Chandler Parsons to the Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm.
People are speculating about the real reason that Parsons left, but the crack Brickhouse team found out the real reason Parsons left the Mavericks is he told Mark Cuban he wanted to go on Shark Tank because he has a brilliant business idea.
Okay.
So Cuban asked him to tell him the idea and he would let him know if he thought it would work well on Shark Tank.
Okay.
We have that recording, kind of give some insight into how the relationship went and kind of why Chandler Parsons left.
Marky, how's it hanging, dog?
Hey, Chandler, what time is it? Jeez, it's 3 in the morning.
All good, bro. I just called to tell you about this great idea I got for the Shark Tank.
Can this wait till morning?
Bro, I think you're gonna change your mind when you hear this.
All right, you got 2 minutes.
So I was on this date with these two models early at night, right? And we just totally finished having some of the craziest sex I've had this week.
Chandler, what was the idea?
Right, and so the girl, Anastasia, right? When the waitress comes to take her order for drinks, this shit, she orders hot water. I never fucking heard of this before, brah.
Okay, what's the point?
They bring out with, like, a teacup on a saucer with, like, a little doily on there. Even had a slice of lemon on that shit, you follow?
Yeah, it sounds very nice.
Dude, it was fucking epic. I haven't even told you the best part.
I'm on pins and needles, bud.
We got the bill and it cost a fucking fortune, right? I mean, like, more than most people make in a week. But you know what wasn't on the bill?
The hot water.
Exactly, brah. So you know me, I got to thinking, why not?
What? What? Why not what?
Why wasn't it on the bill? Why isn't someone charging for this shit? I'll hit me. Are you sitting down?
I'm lying in my bed because I was asleep 3 minutes ago.
Hot water.
What?
Hot water. As in the water that is hot but is also enjoyed by women that are hot. And of course me, Chandler Parsons, who is of course hot. Can't you see it now on the shelves at the store?
What? How are you going to keep it hot?
You see, that's why we need to partner up, okay? We can bounce these ideas off each other, bruh.
Chandler, that's literally one of the worst ideas I've ever heard. And I'm on a show where people tell me their horrible ideas all day long.
No, I don't think you heard me, bro. Maybe I'm not explaining this right. Okay, it's called hot water. The water's hot, the girl is hot, and of course, I'm Chandler Parsons, who, of course, is hot. So you'll get me on the show?
It is true. They don't charge for hot water, so there may be a market in there somewhere.
They're losing money on the lemons, at least.
Yeah, that's true. And the honey.
Are we up for some sort of fake reporting award for these reports?
You know, I think so. There has to be some sort of fake Pulitzer style award. What did we have? What kind of changes do we have on this roster this offseason for the Dallas Mavericks?
Well, they lost Chandler Parsons, and they lost what would have been, what almost was, the most undeserving all-star of all time, Zaza Pachulia.
Zaza Pachulia.
Nearly got voted into the all-star game with a little help from Wyclef Jean.
Yeah, that would have been great.
They lost David Lee, who I forgot was even on the team last year. Raymond Felton is...
If you can call that a loss, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Raymond.
Raymond Felton's at a buffet somewhere. And Jeremy Evans, they also lost.
Losing Felton breaks up the trio of same birthdays. Remember that Darren Williams, J.J. Barea, and Raymond Felton had.
All born on the same day.
Same exact day.
That was really
weird. Same exact year. The additions, I guess they're not East, they're more Central. So we have Golden State Central now is what the Mavericks are. They brought in Harrison Barnes. They were able to get Harrison Barnes because the Durant signing, obviously, and they also got Bogut because of that same thing. So they got both of those guys because the Warriors couldn't hang on to them. Then they got Seth Curry.
Right. Somehow slipped through the Phoenix Suns' fingers.
Sure. Seth Curry was with the Suns organization briefly a few years ago.
Of course.
Quincy Acey, and one of the free agents I like that they signed, they drafted A.J. Hammonds in the second round. But I really like I have to even check if he's still with the team, but Kyle Collinsworth from BYU. Kyle Collinsworth has the most career triple doubles in NCAA history.
Wow.
He was just a stats machine. And if anybody could succeed as an undrafted free agent, it would be this guy. I say that as, like I said, I still have to check if he's on the team, but I like him for that very reason.
Yeah, Harrison Barnes is an upgrade of Chandler Parsons on the defensive end of the floor.
Right. Not on the shooting end.
No.
Bogut's all right. Bogut and Dirk seem like an interesting old man combo down low. Just because Bogut, I said when we were watching the Olympics a few weeks ago that I think Andrew Bogut is probably the international player who's least scared of the American team. Because I just don't think Bogut is kind of scared of anything.
Why would he be?
Yeah. Again, he's getting older, but I like that. There's a lot of 30-year-old stuff happening on this Mavericks team. Between Williams, Wes Matthews will be 30 in a few weeks.
Right.
Dirk, obviously, Bogut, Barea, Devin Harris. There's a lot of old here, but I don't necessarily mind it. What can we call this? Oh, we could call this segment the "We Finally Got Our Man, We Got Harrison Barnes" segment.
Yeah, unlike the Orlando Magic, who have a team of misfits all put together that I don't anticipate will play well together, somehow Rick Carlisle manages to put together these teams every year. They got different players coming in and out every year, and somehow he finds a way to make it work.
Yeah.
Of course, with the prediction of them at the 22 team, this is the year I'm predicting it no longer works for Rick Carlisle. But he had a good run. Let's talk about the rest of the starters. I guess we said a lot of them.
And now, the starting lineup for your Dallas Mavericks!
It really is a good thing that Dirk won that title in 2011.
For sure.
They have been messing with his roster ever since then.
They even tried to mess with it back to the 2011 roster a couple of years ago.
Right. Yeah, you know, unlike Kobe, I think Dirk would have been happy to take a backseat to any one of these superstars that they've tried to get each year. That wasn't happening. And some of the rumors is that despite his proven track record as a coach, and obviously Cuban and the Mavs like him, there was rumors coming out this summer that a lot of free agents have passed over, decided against going to the Mavericks because of Rick Carlisle.
Right.
The rumor is that he's tough coach to play for and that he really grinds players down, which is not something that his Jim Carrey appearance would suggest.
Sure.
But, Larry Bird, who gave Rick his first job, said that any coach loses a locker room after 3 years.
Right. Yeah. At some point, there's a diminishing returns on that.
So really, yeah, Carlisle is well past that.
Record prediction.
What do you have for their record prediction, Matt? They were 42-40 last year.
I have them at the same exact record.
Okay.
It's kind of my attitude with some of these teams. There's enough there, and if it all clicks, it might click pretty well, because if Wes Matthews can get back to shooting, if Harrison Barnes can play defense and find shooting, there could be a lot of shooting going on with Bogut just kind of muscling around down low.
Right.
It's only going to work in spurts. So I think it's enough to work just over 500.
Yeah. Well, I've got them at 38-44, pretty mm-hmm. close, but a little step back from last year.
Yeah.
42, if you're right and they finished with the same record, they could make the playoffs again this year, which just makes me upset, because for years there, the West was so good that our teams, Phoenix and Houston, kept missing the playoffs with like 45-48 wins.
Right, yeah.
And now the West has gotten a little more watered down, and people are sneaking in with barely a over 500 record.
Mm-hmm.
But if these Mavs were going to beat the Golden State Warriors, Matt, what do you think they'd need to do?
If you're going to beat San Francisco, be sure to give Riley Curry a death stare. If you are going
to beat San Francisco, I think it's pretty obvious,
Bob.
Just have to hope that maybe Steph Curry will pass the ball to Barnes and Bogut because he still thinks they're his teammates.
Right.
It'll be tough for Seth because, you know, the older brother won't show much love to the younger brother. He'll try and punk him, but maybe he still thinks Barnes and Bogut. Because watching the Olympics, I forgot Barnes was not a Warrior anymore. So I kept thinking about how all these teammates were playing together. So if I can do it, Steph Curry can do it, I think.
I said Bogut, Barnes, and Curry are really the key to beating Golden State as well. Although my suggestion, it is because they were teammates, or because they still are brothers in the case of Seth Curry,
mm-hmm.
it is their access that will give them a potential advantage in beating the Golden State Warriors.
And what
I mean by that is because they're friends, perhaps they would be able to get access to their Warriors locker room.
Right.
At which case, if you have a visiting team in the home locker room, of course these guys are going to be reduced to about their 15-year-old selves, and some hijinks will ensue.
There you go.
Ben Gay in jock straps.
Oof. Hey, have you ever had that happen to you before?
I have had that happen before.
Yeah, I did too.
It's no picnic.
No.
I mean, they could put Stick'Em on their shoes. You know, they could spike the Gatorade with LSD. I mean, it is San Francisco. They probably could get access to that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be that hard. You put LSD in the Gatorade, you can beat the Golden State Warriors, I think.
Yeah.
Unless Steph Curry just starts making full court shots.
Right.
Just so zoned in.
And now it's time for a personal anecdote with Matt Baker.
The Mavericks have been spurned recently by a lot of free agents, most famously by DeAndre Jordan last year, and I think Mark Cuban might still have a little bit of a grudge about it. For this episode's personal anecdote, wanted to ask you, Matt, if you've ever held a grudge.
Bob, I have. I was trying to think, I don't really hold grudges. I was like, oh man, this is going to be tough.
Yeah. Doesn't then seem like you.
One popped to mind. My best friend, one of the first kids I ever remember meeting and becoming a friend with, is a kid by the name of Chris Anderson. Birdman. No. Met first day of kindergarten.
Okay.
Turned out we lived two blocks from each other.
Perfect.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he had to move, Bob. He had to move to Boston.
Kids.
Sixth grade.
Getting a job in sixth grade.
I know. It was too good. He couldn't pass up this opportunity. That started my lifelong grudge with Boston, Bob.
Oh, okay.
Boston took my best friend from me. Boston wasn't getting any love from me. It just so happened it kind of worked out because since we didn't have a baseball team, we liked the Yankees too around then. And so, you know, they're big rivals with the Boston, with the Red Sox. Boston took my friends, so there's this grudge. I've never been to Boston.
Good.
And I don't root. The only time I, to be honest, rooted for them was the Celtics over the Lakers.
Well, I can see that.
Yeah. Anything is possible, Bob, as Kevin Garnett said. But yeah, that's my grudge with Boston. That's still, even though Chris does not live there anymore, he's in Washington, D.C., and his parents moved back to Phoenix, so I see him more than ever. The Boston grudge is still there.
Is this why you refuse to see any Matt Damon movies?
Yes, yeah, that's exactly.
It's all coming together.
On the next episode of Brick House.
We're going to be talking about a team ranked 21, but people might think that they deserve to be way higher. We at Brick House know better.
Oh, yeah.
We'll find out who we're talking about on the next episode of Brick House.